Investigators are looking into a massive security breach at Target. The retailer says information from as many as 40 million credit and debit cards was stolen in the 3 weeks between November 27th and December 15th. Derek Thompson is business editor at The Atlantic, and he's with us from New York to discuss. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, what do we know about what happened?
So it could be one of the largest security breaches in the history of American shopping. Target has confirmed that up to 40 million cards swiped at its 1,757 locations around the country could have been compromised in the 3 weeks after Black Friday. The type of data includes customer name, credit debit card numbers, the card expiration date, that three-digit security code you can find in the back of the cards. And if the bad guys also got PIN data, some security experts say, they could produce debit cards and use them to withdraw cash from ATMs.
And Target says the customer names, the credit and debit card numbers, the expiration dates, and the three-digit security codes were stolen. Do we know how the theft occurred?
We're not exactly sure, but some security experts suspect it's malware. That's a portmanteau of malicious software that gets into computer systems and can access private information. The malware could have been installed in a company machine by one of the thieves themselves, or perhaps more likely, you know, the same way that companies occasionally warn you not to click on links in emails from suspicious anonymous sources, that some Target employee accidentally missed this rule and clicked on some link, downloading the malware, which infected all of their point-of-sale systems, which is why this event was so widespread across the country.
What do the criminals do with the information once they have it?
There's a couple different things they can do, you know, because when you have credit card information and what you want is cash, it's not immediately obvious how you go from credit cards to cash. So what some crime rings do is they use the cards to buy gift cards from major retailers and then find a way to eventually convert that credit into cash. Otherwise, if they have debit card information with a PIN number, they can simply take out money right there at the ATM machine.
So what should you do if you're one of those people? If you're thinking to yourself right now, you know, I did go to Target between November 27th and December 15th.
Right. Target and the credit card companies aren't quite yet willing to say everybody who shopped at Target in the last 3 weeks has been compromised. And a cynical explanation for this would be that widespread panic is extremely labor-intensive to deal with, and they don't want to ramp up staff hours up the wazoo over the holidays to deal with a population larger than Texas getting new credit and debit
true.
Cards. So I think that to a certain extent, they're right for their self-interest to say all 40 million don't need to get new cards immediately. But if you've shopped at Target, again, if you shopped online, the malware didn't affect you. But if you shopped at one of these 1,757 locations in the last few weeks, I see no reason why you shouldn't get a new card.
Well, what about protecting yourself from stuff like this in the future? Because this is not the first time this has happened. There was a big a similar case back in 2007 involving TJX, which owns TJ Maxx, and Marshalls. What should people do to protect themselves?
Right. The FCC has some guidelines which, you know, sound completely reasonable, like don't give your account to anybody on the phone, carry your card separately, keep track of your receipts, open your bills promptly. But none of this deals with what happens if I've done all of this, if I've been perfectly vigilant of my credit card use, but I happen to just buy a pair of pants at Target and a malware steals my credit card information. There's nothing that explicitly protects against that. All you can do is be vigilant, and when something like this happens, get a new card.
Derek Thompson, business editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks a lot.
Jeremy, thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.